Christians and Cremation, a compilation.
For most of church history, Christians never questioned whether to choose burial or cremation. In 1980 in Canada, only 6% of people opted for cremation, and most of them would have been non-Christians. Today, that figure is over 75% and is a popular option among people of all faiths. How should Christians think about this trend? Is this a question of faith? Is it wrong to cremate a body? When reading the Bible, it's important to distinguish between what the Bible merely describes and what it directly commands. The Bible describes Christians casting lots to make important decisions, sharing all things in common, and holding church services in homes. But none of these things are required of faithful Christians. It was a practice of God's people in the Old and New Testament to bury their dead. Abraham, Moses, David, John the Baptist, Stephen, and Jesus himself were all described as being buried following their deaths. Burial practices varied, however, and John the Baptist and Jesus are specifically described as being laid in tombs rather than buried in the ground. Some form of cremation is described in Leviticus 20:14 and Amos 2:1, but it is not seen positively. What's clear from the Bible is that burial is seen positively and cremation is seen negatively, but no commands or warnings are ever made regarding either practice. While there are no commands to bury the dead, it can't be denied that burial has been a distinctive of Christianity for most of the last 2,000 years. Since cremation is commonly practiced by people of other faiths, Oxford historian Diarmaid MacCulloch writes that, universally, archaeologists are able to detect the spread of Christian culture through the ancient and early medieval world by the excavation of corpse burials oriented east-west. Until 1963, the Roman Catholic Church explicitly forbade cremation. Today, the consensus has shifted. Not that there are strong Christian advocates for cremation, but it is viewed by most as an area of Christian freedom. John MacArthur is representative of many who feel that burial and cremation are both equally valid options for believers. He writes, obviously, any buried body will eventually decompose, so cremation isn't a strange or wrong practice. It merely accelerates the natural process of oxidation. The believer will one day receive a new body. Thus, the state of what remains of the old body is unimportant. The minority of Christians who argue for burial today do so based on its symbolism. They feel that the way we treat a dead body should reflect what we believe about death. When believers choose to bury a body, they lay it down as if putting the person to rest. In fact, the word cemetery comes from the Greek word meaning sleeping place. It's as if a graveyard is a resting place for bodies awaiting resurrection. The only problem with the symbolism is that it's practiced by Christians and non-Christians alike. While it's good to hear people's perspectives on burial and cremation, it's important that we remind ourselves that this is an area of Christian freedom. The Bible never forbids cremation, nor commends burial. God will raise a believer's body, whether it's been cremated, buried, or lost at sea. Let's seek to glorify God in our death, as in our life, and understand that different people will do that in different ways. Paul Sadler. Cremation and the resurrection. The Bible does not give any specific teaching about cremation. Cremation was practiced in biblical times, but it was not commonly practiced by the Israelites or by New Testament believers. In the cultures of Bible times, burial in a tomb, cave, or in the ground was a common way to dispose of a human body. While burial was a common practice, the Bible nowhere commands burial as the only allowed method of disposing of a body. Is cremation something a Christian can consider? Again, there is no explicit scriptural command against cremation. Some believers object to the practice of cremation on the basis it does not recognize that one day God will resurrect our bodies and reunite them with our soul, spirit. However, the fact that a body has been cremated does not make it any more difficult for God to resurrect that body. The bodies of Christians who died 1,000 years ago have, by now, completely turned into dust. This will in no way prevent God from being able to resurrect their bodies. He created them in the first place. He will have no difficulty recreating them. Cremation does nothing but expedite the process of turning a body into dust. God is equally able to raise a person's remains that have been cremated as he is the remains of a person who was not cremated. The question of burial or cremation is within the realm of Christian freedom. GotQuestions.org. Ashes to ashes. If you are considering cremation over burial because of national customs, circumstances, finances, or other reasons, you should feel free to choose cremation if that is how the Lord leads you. As the Bible says, according to your faith be it unto you. Our bodies are going to turn into dust anyway, so it makes little difference the manner in which it goes back to dust. It either goes to dust or ashes, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust. Whether conventional burial or cremation is used is not going to make a difference to the Lord. After all, many of the martyrs were cremated as they were burned at the stake, while the spirits were being received into heaven by Jesus. Praise the Lord. David Brant Berg. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15:50-53. Is cremation a pagan practice? Does the Bible have anything to say about cremation? My spouse and I have been discussing our final will and testament, including our personal preferences regarding funeral arrangements. I feel strongly that cremation is the best way to go, but my husband says that it's a pagan practice. He claims that the Bible condemns it. In particular, he says it's sacrilegious to destroy the body by fire, since as Christians, we look forward to the hope of resurrection at the end of the age. What's your perspective? One reason for the growing popularity of cremation is financial. The cost is only about 1/8 that of a traditional burial. Cremation also offers more flexibility in planning memorial services. The funeral home can help with the cremation and death certificates, but the family can plan the service according to the schedule that works best for all concerned. Not everyone is happy about this, of course. Many people are hesitant to cremate a loved one's body. Some feel that it's disrespectful or that it deprives the family of the sense of closure that comes from viewing the body in the casket. Some, like your husband, oppose cremation on biblical grounds. To a certain extent, they can make a strong case for their contention. Historically speaking, the practice of cremation does have pagan roots. What's more, ground burial has been the established custom among Jews and Christians since time immemorial. As for biblical support for the anti-cremation position, It's often pointed out that Abraham purchased a burial site for himself and his wife Sarah. Joseph commanded that his bones be carried out of Egypt. The Lord himself provided for the burial of Moses. The same practice continued in the New Testament with the burial of John the Baptist, the rich man, Lazarus, Ananias and Sapphira, and Jesus himself. There are no recorded cremations in the New Testament. Some believers argue that it is inconsistent for Christians who have been saved by faith from the coming judgment of fire to burn the remains of their dead. For our part, we don't believe that cremation needs to be viewed as a spiritual issue. One could just as easily argue that the custom of burial in ancient Israel was nothing more than a reflection of the Bible's cultural context. It's true, of course, as your husband suggests, that the resurrection of the body is one of the most important aspects of salvation in Christ. Nevertheless, the fact remains that all physical bodies suffer disintegration, whether through decay or through fire. The idea that God cannot resurrect them in the one case as well as in the other doesn't hold water. He does not need our specific ashes and chemical components to bring about resurrection. Why not? Because the resurrected body is a new spiritual creation. So, what does the Bible say about cremation? Not as much as one might hope, but you can rest assured that God can resurrect all that believe in him when the time comes. Focus on the family.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.